Infrastructure Strategy Summary. The infrastructure strategy sets out our plan to manage our physical assets valued at over $2 billion over the next 30 years. It identifies the key issues we face, what our plan is to respond to them, and what the costs are looking like. We review our infrastructure strategy every 3 years as part of our LTP process. Since our last review, we've been involved in the government's Three Waters Reform Program, have completed a chlorine-free review, have contended with a significant flood, and have completed a number of major projects. These projects are detailed asset condition assessments, fixed the outfall pipe, installed 2 dechlorinated water stations, completed master plans for all Three Waters, re-turf of McLean Park, destination playground Anderson Park, further development in Te Awa and Parklands, inner harbour condition assessment and master plan, added to our bikeable and or walkable pathways, we now have 46.1 kilometres, communal facilities, block at Kennedy Park Holiday Resort, high-performance training rugby field, Park Island. We face some major changes anticipated in key legislation over the coming years, including the Resource Management Act, Water Services Bill, and the Climate Change Respond Amendment Act, Zero Carbon, as well as increasingly stringent standards. What we are working with. 90% of Napier is on flat land, seismic zone and low-lying suburbs. The city is susceptible to groundwater level rise and liquefaction, flood-prone areas, tsunami threat, growing population, medium-growth city, aging population, aging assets, housing shortages, not a lot of land for residential development, currently Te Awa, Parklands, and Western Hills, opportunity for intensification, higher density development, i.e. more houses on available land, for example, infill apartment living. Asset condition. We've been working with outdated systems and processes and have had insufficient information about our assets to inform decisions about replacements and upgrades. Over the past few years, we've looked into what we have, their condition, and what we need for our city to grow and develop. Our current plan deals with the essential renewals that are due. To ensure we have visibility of the condition and life of our assets, we will continue to prioritize our asset assessment program. What is infrastructure? Roads and footpaths. Three Waters. Wastewater, stormwater, water supply. Parks and reserves, buildings and property, including housing and pools. Significant projects over 30 years. Firstly, building development, Faraday Center, $2.3 million, over a period from 2021 to 2032. Building development, Civic Precinct, $55 million over the period 2021 to 2028. Transportation, asset renewals, accelerated program, $2.9 million over the period 2021 to 2029. Transportation, safe footpaths and cycleways, $1.5 million over the period 2021 to 2051. Transportation, local area traffic management safety improvement, $27 million over the period 2021 to 2051. Water, network monitoring and control zones, $4.6 million over the period 2025 to 2028. Water, replace Enfield Reservoir, $20.1 million over the period 2021 to approximately 2026. Water, install new bore fields, times 2, $24.59 million over the period 2021 to 2029. Stormwater storage, Lagoon Farm, $18.23 million over the period 2021 to 2032. Stormwater, CBD and Onikawa flood alleviation, $32.05 million from the period 2031 to around 2038. Stormwater, Marewa flood alleviation, $120.8 million from the period 2031 to approximately 2048. Wastewater upgrade treatment plant, $174.8 million from the period 2021 to 2051. Wastewater replace outfall and pump station, $52.6 million from the period 2021 to approximately 2028. Wastewater pump station improvements, SCADA, SCADA, $6.22 million from the period 2021 to 2051. Parks and reserves, implement Ahuriri Master Plan, $22.2 million for the period 2021 to 2051. Parks and reserves, purchase cemetery land, Western Hills, $350,000. And that's from 2021 to approximately 2023. And then $9.6 million from 2028 to 2051. Parks and reserves, Onikawa Park upgrade, $0.76 million. And that's from 2021 to 2025. And finally, parks and reserves, McLean Park, Turf and Harris Stand, initially $6.52 million in 2031, increasing to $84.5 million all the way through to 2051.